Meridian. Fellow seekers of the divine, why do we seek the divine? In the beginning, it is because we want something. We feel that we are isolated individuals. Actually, we feel that we are a little more important than others. The reason is that we feel that we are the center of the universe. It is because our minds are divided into a subject and objects. And we have identified with the part of our mind that is the subject. That means that we have the illusion that everything is outside ourselves. We are the one that knows. Everything else, including God, is our object. Therefore, we seek God as an object. An object that we want something from. Normally, it is to protect the subject, which we take to be the body, and ultimately the mind. This is who we are, the body and mind. We feel ourselves to be important. At the same time, very vulnerable, because we don't really own anything. We can't really control the objects, no matter how hard we try. And so we want divine help. Ultimately, we begin to understand that keeping God as an object doesn't make any sense. How can God be an object to us when He is a supreme subject? But that requires a radical shift in our approach to life. It means we have to question who we really are and who God really is. That is the purpose of the spiritual life, to gradually graduate from seeing God as an object to seeing Him as a supreme subject that includes everything else, including us. So it is, in Gurdjieff's words, a radical change in our angle of vision. All our spiritual practices are designed to help us to bring about this gradual change from knowing or worshiping God as an object to worshiping Him as a supreme subject, present everywhere. It is taking all objectivity out of God, and therefore knowing Him by melting, so to speak, into Him. Thus, our spiritual practices are to let go of objectivity and concentrate on subjectivity. When we repeat God's name, we emphasize subjectivity. When we meditate, we let go of objectivity and sink into subjectivity. When we treat others the way we would like to be treated, we treat them as subjects rather than as objects. Thus, the spiritual life, which is a gradual shift from an ego-centered life to a God-centered life, can equally be described as a shift from objectivity to subjectivity. Instead of our minds being filled with what we see as objects to us apart from ourselves, our minds gradually become conscious of the subjectivity of everything. We see the subjectivity of the other rather than their objectivity. Gradually, we recognize that our subjectivity is not different than God's subjectivity. It is just a different degree. All our spiritual practices are meant to bring about this real relaxation into subjectivity and a letting go of objectivity. Objects are still there as much as they ever were. But we have withdrawn the objectivity from them and replaced it with subjectivity. It is a gradual process. We may have many experiences, but that's not what counts in the final analysis. What counts is the purification of the mind. Purification from objectivity to the subjectivity that everything is. Hari Om.